Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. Ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. On Friday, September 27th, Theo Bleckman, Hello Earth, The Music of Kate Bush, will be performing. Those dates are Friday, September 27th, and again on Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets are $24, $15 age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is for general admission seating. Why do collaborators from Meredith Monk to Laurie Anderson to John Hollenbeck flock to work with Theo Bleckman? Because Bleckman offers a voice so colossal yet so meticulous he can seem otherworldly, and that's a quote from All About Jazz. Last heard in Durham a season ago, fronting Hollenbeck's big band, this supernatural jazz vocalist returns with a band and project of his own. In PSI Theater's intimate black box space, Bleckman pays tribute to another singular voice, British art-pop innovator Kate Bush, with whom he shares an off-kilter sensibility. The tribute, Hello Earth, is reimagining of Bush's songs, was named one of the top 10 jazz albums of 2012 by NPR. But categories like jazz and pop barely contain Theo Bleckman's outsized charisma and interstellar voice. Again, Theo Bleckman, Hello Earth, The Music of Kate Bush, will be performed Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Finkel, Setzer, Hand Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $32, $26 through $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is for reserved seating. Cellist David Finkel, violinist Philip Setzer, and pianist Wu Han make as fine a piano trio as the world knows. Given their resumes, this is no surprise. Finkel spent more than 30 years with the famed Emerson String Quartet. Setzer is a founding member of the Emerson, and Han has an outstanding career as an orchestral soloist and chamber player. Together, these three bring decades of experience to their exploration of the piano trio repertoire. Their program begins where Beethoven began, with that composer's first published work. His serene Trio in G Major pays tribute to his teacher Haydn, all the while hinting at an explosive career to come. Again, Finkel, Setzer, Hand Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. On Friday, October 4th at 8 p.m., Billy Child's Jazz Samba Ensemble, featuring Diane Reeves with the Ying Quartet, commemorating 50 years of black students at Duke. Tickets for this performance that will take place at the Baldwin Auditorium are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is also reserved seating. Just 50 years ago, five courageous African-American students integrated Duke University. As part of Duke's year-long celebration of the anniversary, Duke Performances commissioned three-time Grammy Award winner Billy Childs to write a major new song cycle, which will receive its world premiere at the newly renovated Baldwin Auditorium. A musical polymath, Childs is a jazz pianist, composer, and arranger who won a 2009 Guggenheim Fellowship. His main vehicle, the 10-piece jazz chamber ensemble, is an ingenious melding of jazz combo and classical string quartet. With that group, Childs creates a dynamic sound unique in the musical world. For this special commemorative concert, Childs and his ensemble are joined by four-time Grammy winner Diane Reeves, whom the Seattle Times calls the most compelling vocalist in jazz. This starry group comes together on the stage of the revamped Baldwin Auditorium to celebrate the brave students who changed the community and the country 50 years ago. For ticket information about any of these Duke performances, you can call the University Box Office. Again, they're open Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that number one more time is 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Joe Satriani with special guest Steve Morse Band will be performing on Tuesday, September 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are between $40 and $90. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Joe Satriani has been a worldwide guitar hero since his 1987 breakthrough album, Surfing with the Alien. Over 10 million albums and CDs later, in addition to 14 Grammy nominations and numerous accolades, Satriani continues to push the envelope of modern rock guitar playing. Although he originally started his career by teaching some of the top rock guitar players of the 80s and 90s, like Metallica's Kirk Hammett and virtuoso Steve Jai, Joe Satriani is universally hailed as one of the most technically accomplished and respected guitar players in rock. Satriani, who cites Jimi Hendrix as a major influence, quickly established himself as one of rock's most influential guitarists. Since the release of Surfing with the Alien in 1987, Satriani has continually been voted the best guitarist in leading guitar magazine reader polls. Chosen by Mick Jagger to perform worldwide on Mick's first solo tour, and by Deep Purple to tour Japan and Europe, Satriani cemented his reputation as a true guitar hero. Steve Morse's career has encompassed rock, country, funk, jazz, classical, and a fusion of these musical genres. In addition to his thriving solo career, Morse has been and continues to be a member of several renowned bands, including Deep Purple, and is the founder of the Dixie Dregs. Performing on more than 47 albums over the course of his career, Morse continues to push boundaries and take chances, and his appearance as a special guest at this concert is something any guitar fan won't want to miss. Conditions of entry to this performance: to ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibitive items or item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Again, Joe Satriani with special guest the Steve Morse Band will be performing Tuesday, September 24th, 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. A couple of other performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. Blues Traveler 2013 Tour, that takes place Tuesday, October 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $24 to $44. Blues Traveler is known for their unique blend of genres, including blues rock, psychedelic rock, folk rock, soul, and southern rock. They were also considered a key part of the re-emerging jam band scene of the 1990s, spearheading the HORDE Touring Music Festival. Their latest album, titled Susie Cracks the Whip, was released in June of last year and is their first full-length since 2008's North Hollywood Shoutout. Frontman John Popper says the latest album is, quote, unlike previous Blues Traveler albums in that it features quite a bit of input from outside songwriters. I don't think there's any song you get bored with or a bunch of the same kind of tune. We're really pleased with how it turned out. After 25 years of being a band, this is a really great high water mark. Again, the Blues Travelers 2013 tour will be performing Tuesday, October 8th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Also coming up in the Carolina Theater on Thursday, October 10th, Lily Tomlin. Lily Tomlin will be performing at 8 p.m. Tickets for this event are from $39 to $99. Get together with Lily Tomlin for an unforgettable night of fun and side-splitting laughter. Tomlin is amazing, the New York Times quotes, and as always, a revelation. The New Yorker, that's a quote from The New Yorker. This unique comic artist takes her audience on what The Washington Post calls a wise and howlingly funny trip with more than a dozen of her timeless characters, from Ernestine to Mrs. Beasley to Edith Ann. With astounding skill and energy, Tomlin zaps through the channels like a human remote control. Using a fantastic range of voices, gestures, and movements, she conjures up the cast of characters with all the apparent ease of a magician pulling a whole menagerie of animals from a single hat. Her gentle touch is as comforting as it is edifying, and these are quotes from the New York Daily News as well as the New York Times and New York Time Out. She has made the one-person show the daring, irreverent art form it is today, and that's a quote from Newsweek. Her long list of awards includes a Grammy, 2 Tonys, 6 Emmys, an Oscar nomination, 2 Peabodys, and the prestigious Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Again, Lily Tomlin will be performing at the Carolina Theater Thursday, October 10th at 8 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Fortune Feimster will be performing September 27th through September 28th. This performance is rated R, so it's for a 21 and older audience. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. And the phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. Fortune Feimster, the lovable Southern comic with great hair and even better personality, moved to Los Angeles in 2003 after graduating summa cum laude from Peace College in North Carolina. Within a few months, she landed a job as an entertainment journalist for the LA Daily News and went on to write for syndicated newspaper column Beck Smith for the next 7 years. It was during that time that Fortune began taking improv classes at the Groundlings Theater, and soon a new passion was born. It wouldn't be long before Fortune started to take the L.A. comedy scene by storm, and in 2010 she made her national TV debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing, where she finished as a semifinalist. That same year, she was selected to perform in the New Faces Showcase at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Now Fortune is a full-time writer and performer on E! Network's popular Chelsea Lately with Chelsea Handler. She is also a cast member on the second season of Handler's scripted series, After Lately. In her spare time, Fortune travels the country doing stand-up, but can be seen on a weekly basis at the Hollywood Improv and the world-famous Comedy Store. She is also a highly accomplished sketch comedian and improv artist, as well as an alumna of the prestigious Groundlings Sunday Company, which boasts other such alumni as Will Ferrell, Kirsten Wiig, and Lisa Kudrow. While Fortune has already made tremendous strides in a short period of time, there's no doubt this is only the beginning of what's to come. Again, Fortune Feimster will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club September 27th through September 28th. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, October 6th through the 7th, Judah Friedlander. This performance is also rated R, so it will be for an audience 21 and older. Judah Friedlander was a regular cast member on the Thursday night NBC hit comedy 30 Rock, co-starring Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. Judah has been in over 20 movies, including Meet the Parents, Zoolander, Date Movie, Wet Hot American Summer, Feast, Showtime, Dwayne Hopwood, and The American Splendor, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Independent Spirit Awards. Judah's countless TV appearances include VH1's Best Week Ever, HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, MTV's Wonder Showzen, The Tonight Show, and other late-night talk shows and Comedy Central shows. Judah also starred as the Hug Guy in the classic Dave Matthews Band music video, Every Day. With 18 years of stand-up experience, Judah is a comics comic and a crowd pleaser. In his stand-up act, Judah is the world champion. He's a great athlete, gets tons of chicks, and is a role model to children. And he's better than you at everything. Again, Judah Friedlander will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club October 6th through the 7th. And for ticket information, you can call Goodnight's Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Bella Fleck will be performing with the North Carolina Symphony Special on September 24th at 7:30 p.m. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located on 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance will take place at the Momende Concert Hall. Phone number for ticket information is 919-996-8700. The five-string banjo master marks the International Bluegrass Music Association's move to Raleigh with a special concert that will get your foot tapping and your spirit soaring. North Carolina is famous around the world for its traditional music, and from time to time, different members of the symphony and staff members come together to play as the NCS Bluegrass Band. As part of the Bella Fleck concert on September 24th, the NCS Bluegrass Band will feature Principal Second Violin Jacqueline Wolborski, Assistant Principal Second Violin David Kilbride, Associate Principal Bass Robert Anderson, Director of Operations Alan Love on guitar, Director of Communications Joe Newberry on guitar and banjo, with special guest Chris Brashear on mandolin. Also as part of the evening's program, popular North Carolina songwriter and vocalist Laura Lynn Dossett will perform with the symphony, accompanied by Joe Newberry and Chris Brashear to present music new and traditional. Tickets for this performance are from $45 to $75. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, from the North Carolina Opera, Cozy Fan Tutte will be performing October 3rd through the 6th at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Mozart's entertaining masterpiece makes comedic magic with the disguises we wear for love. In 18th century Naples, an old bachelor decides to teach two soldiers a lesson about romantic fickleness, wagering that their fiancés will stray if the young men obey him for just 24 hours. Naively taking the bet, the soldiers pretend to go off to war, but then sneak back disguised as Albanians and try to woo each other's woman, setting off a dazzling plot of feigned poisonings, scheming chambermaids, sham weddings, and sudden reversals of fidelity. The show times for this performance, October 3rd, 8 p.m., October 5th, 8 p.m., and October 6th, 3 p.m. Tickets for this performance range from $27 to $85. Coming up on October 4th through the 5th, Ravel's Rhapsody Espagnole, the North Carolina Symphony Classic Series, will be performing, and this will take place at the Mamendi Concert Hall. An electric performance, in addition to an orchestra program of Ravel and Dukas, pianist Joyce Yang brings her million-volt stage presence and stunning virtuosity to shine with the symphony in works by Frank and DiFalla. Showtimes October 4th, 8 p.m. and October 5th, 8 p.m. Tickets for this range from $18 to $65. Coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, on October 8th through the 13th, Beauty and the Beast. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-680-2787. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the smash hit Broadway musical, is returning to the Triangle. Based on the Academy Award-winning animated feature film, this eye-popping spectacle has won the hearts of over 35 million people worldwide. This classical musical love story is filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, and dazzling production numbers, including Be Our Guest, the beloved title song. Experience the romance and enchantment of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at DPAC. The show length, Act 1 is 80 minutes, intermission 20 minutes, Act 2 is 50 minutes. There is a content advisory for this performance. The most parents would find this program suitable for ages 5 and above. All guests require a ticket, regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. The event dates and times, Tuesday, October 8th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, October 9th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, October 10th, 7:30 p.m., Friday, October 11th, 8 p.m., Saturday, October 12th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 13th, 1 p.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Lewis Black will be performing October 17th at 8 p.m. Lewis Black, a Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. He executes a brilliant trifecta as a stand-up comedian, actor, and author. Receiving critical acclaim, he performs over 200 nights a year to sell out audiences throughout Europe, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. He is one of the few performers to sell out multiple renowned theaters, including Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, Brooks Atkinson Theater, New York City Center, the main stage at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and most recently a sold-out Broadway run at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City. His live performances provide a cathartic release of anger and disillusionment for his audience. He is a passionate performer who is more pissed-off optimist than mean-spirited curmudgeon. Lewis is the rare comic who can cause an audience to laugh themselves into incontinence while making compelling points about the absurdity of our world. Lewis Black came into the national prominence with his appearances on The Daily Show in 1996. Those appearances on The Daily Show led to comedy specials on HBO, Comedy Central, Showtime, and Epix. In 2001, he won the Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards. He has released 8 comedy albums, including the 2007 Grammy Award-winning The Carnegie Hall Performance. Lewis Black won his 2nd Grammy Award for his album Stark Raving Black. Lewis has been published 3 best-selling books, Nothing Sacred in 2005, Me of Little Faith in 2008, and I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas in 2010. All guests will require a ticket for this performance, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve the Deepak concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in our primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. And again, Lewis Black will be performing October 17th at 8 p.m. at Deepak. Time to read some upcoming performances through Pinecone. The new Bluegrass Jam at Falls Dam Country Store, located at 9745 Fonville Road in Wake Forest. That takes place on the first and third Fridays of the month. Larry Sutherland, owner of Falls Dam Country Store, located behind Falls Dam at the Neuse River Trailhead, has started up a bluegrass jam and everyone's invited. The jam meets on the first and third Fridays of each month. To learn more, you can call them at 919-322-1711. The store hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. High Strung Violins and Guitars offers workshops in fiddle, guitar, and more. They are located at 1805 Markham Street in Durham. High Strung began as a repair shop on the second floor at the corner of 9th and Perry in Durham about 25 years ago. The store has changed hands and changed purpose several times throughout the years, moving from instrument repair to instrument building, and now to a balance of retail and repair. In addition to their shop on Broad Street, they also offer 2 standing jam sessions. The Durham Ukulele Jam takes place on the first and third Mondays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. The Old Time Learning Jam takes place every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. These events are free and open to the public. Unless otherwise noted, you will need to bring your own instrument, and please be advised that the shop does have a cat in residence. Also coming up this week, the Irish Music Session takes place on Sunday on September 22nd and the 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tír na n-Óg, located at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy a traditional environment. Please contact Ted at terd@mindspring.com for more information. So Bluegrass Jam happening Monday, September 23rd from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe. The Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chair for more information, Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email for Doug Pratt is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Also on Sunday, September 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m., the Shape Notes Sing will be meeting at the Friends Meeting House located at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. The Shape Notes Sing meets in Durham and in Raleigh, but this meeting will take place on Raleigh. Shape note singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available. Contact Linda at 919-233-4630 for more information. I have time to read some upcoming events for this week. We have on Friday, September 20th, Acoustic Grace at the Zebulon Municipal Complex in Zebulon. For more information, that number is 919-269-7455. Also, on Friday, September 20th, Sweet Potato Pie will be at 73 Hunter Street in Apex. Phone number 919-249-1120. On Saturday, September 22nd, Tony Williamson and Friends, presented by the Raleigh Chamber Music Guild, will be at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building, and that is located in Raleigh. Phone number for more information, 919-821-2030. Hank Smith will be at the Raleigh Music Academy in Raleigh. Phone number for that is 919-878-3338, and that is also on Saturday, September 22nd. Monday, September, I'm sorry, the dates look like they're printed wrong. It looks like that might actually be on Sunday, the 22nd. On Monday, September 23rd, Richard Thompson will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Phone number for that's 919-967-9053. On Tuesday, September 24th, Bob Carlin, North Carolina, is the Banjo State from 1 to 3 p.m., and Tommy Edwards, Bluegrass in North Carolina, from 5 to 7 p.m., will both be at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. That phone number is 919-807-7900. On Wednesday, September 25th, we have High Lonesome, The Story of Bluegrass, excerpt, screening, and discussion at the North Regional Library in Raleigh. And phone number for that is 919-870-4000. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.